This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe.
Let's go.
Not that Maggie's back in town.
What is going on? How did we get here? I drove. I'm not sure what you guys are doing, but how did we get here? 888-808-1019. I got you for 3 hours on the morning where a Knick championship became more than just some distant dream. Where the idea, the visualization, try that one more time. I'm so amped up I can't speak. Of watching the Knicks hoist an NBA championship became a possibility. This is where it began last night with one of the more improbable, impossible. I have no idea how the hell the Knicks did it again. And to me, this one is far, far more shocking than game one. Following game one, you knew the Celtics were going to be on a different level. And the way they played to start the game, at least the first quarter, looked like a basketball game in game one. The Knicks were awful to start this game. Neither team was very good, but the Knicks in particular were awful. They had nothing going on. You look at some of the numbers in this game, it's a joke. Like, they were terrible to start this game. It was awful. It was ugly. It was hideous. It was everything. And then they get the 20-point lead. It's a remake of game one. And typically, the sequel is never as good as the original, and I didn't have any hopes. I'll be totally honest with you. I am sitting there figuring, well, it's kind of unfortunate because we talked about it last night that I wanted this to be a battle. I wanted this to be at least, at the very least, a fight where you put some fear into the Boston Celtics. And not only did they put fear into the Boston Celtics, the Boston Celtics are completely lost. They are completely lost. This is the defending NBA champion, and I know we're going to talk Knicks. And I don't want to make it seem like the Knicks aren't part of the reason why the Celtics are completely lost at the end of this game, why the coach is completely lost at the end of this game, why they look so timid and afraid and can't hit a shot and look so tight. That's the defending NBA champion who last year went through the postseason without a fight. Last year went through the playoffs. like a hot knife through butter, and no real competition. They find themselves in an absolute knock them down, drag them out, ugly 91-90 game against the New York Knicks, who have the best closer in the game, who actually have a plan at the end of the game, who have players who come to show up at the end of the game. Hello, Mikal Bridges. And the Boston Celtics look absolutely lost. And for many reasons, and a lot of it has to do with the Knicks, this is more than just the Celtics missing shots. This is more than just the Celtics taking too many threes. The Boston Celtics are lost in this game. It's very rare, especially when you're talking about the level of underdog the Knicks were going into this game, to have the complete mental advantage. There is something special. Even though both of these games get out to a 20-point lead for the Boston Celtics, it is clear as day. The New York Knicks have the mental and toughness advantage over this team by a mile. And when you pull them out consistently like this, there is no better feeling than knowing that no matter what happens, this is the complete antithesis of what we saw during the regular season, where it felt like no matter what happens, the Celtics would win. Right now, there is no doubt that the Boston Celtics are completely lost and are afraid. And if these games are even close, the New York Knicks are going to find a way to pull it out. The Boston Celtics are so messed up. They are fouling Mitch Robinson to get him out of the game. The New York Knicks present such a problem with Mitchell Robinson and Karl-Anthony Towns on the floor at the same time, the two bigs. And Mitchell Robinson is such a good defender, and they don't know how to make a shot as they miss shot after shot. The last 8 minutes of this game, the only field goal they have is the coast-to-coast dunk from Tatum, who is completely is out of his game, can't hit a shot, looks completely frazzled. They are fouling Mitch Robinson before they even get to the bonus just to get him off the floor because of the issues he's presenting defensively. We talked about, well, you know, they're not playing the Celtics without Mitch Robinson. The team's not whole. Well, what really? How much of a difference does Mitch Robinson make? He's literally being fouled and bringing the team to the bonus just to get him off the floor. And you talk about, I mean, the performance from Mikal Bridges is otherworldly. This is a guy, and he's the testament of what this team was in this game number two. He can't find the bottom of the net to save his life. He is 1-for-9. He has nothing going on. I mean, you look at it, right? Mikal Bridges scores all of his 14 points in the fourth quarter. OG Anunoby scores 5 points in this game. Brunson scores 17 points in this game. The entire starting five is a minus on the plus-minus. OG Anunoby plays 38 minutes, scores 5 points. Brunson scores 17. Josh Hart is the leading scorer, and they come back from 20 points down to beat the Celtics? I mean, this is an incredible performance, and let's be fair. I know I talked about Mikal Bridges. F them picks. I mean, there is absolutely what he's done here in the last three games. The closeout of the Pistons, and now these first two games against the Boston Celtics. What he has done in the fourth quarter, both offensively and specifically in this game offensively. But what he has done offensively and defensively to end all three of the last victories that the Knicks have had here is, I mean, you can't play better. This guy is dominating the game. His defense, his length, his ability to guard the perimeter, to end the game in both of these games, think of how eerily similar these games are. They pull away in the second quarter. They take a big lead into the third, 20-point game. The Knicks battle back, and this one's even more incredible. They're, you know, they're down 20 with like 4 minutes left in the third quarter. They're down 10 with 5 minutes left in this game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And Mikal Bridges absolutely dominates, and to end the game with him having a block and a steal and throwing the ball ahead in both of these games is remarkable. And to watch this performance, it's the tale of two teams, right? Because there's no doubt, as much as I want to be pro-Nick, and I do think that what we saw defensive-wise from OG Anunoby and Bridges presents a major problem for them and makes it very difficult for them. And Karl Anthony Towns and Mitchell Robinson on the floor at the same time, the double big lineup from Tibbs, who's having an incredible series. He is coaching circles around Missoula. Circles. He is the double big matchup has presented such a problem for them. They're fouling Mitch Robinson to get him off the floor. And give it to Karl Anthony Towns. He's the only offense they have at the beginning of this game to even keep them afloat. He's got, in both of these games, big putbacks off offensive rebounds, dominating the glass in the fourth quarter. I mean, OG Anunoby scores 5 points. I felt his impact. You are having guys make winning plays and having impact without having good games. But there is the story of two teams here. There is the choke of the Boston Celtics. And make no mistake, again, as much as I want to present you with the issues that the Knicks are presenting, and there are reasons why the Knicks are making it difficult for the Boston Celtics. But the Boston Celtics, the defending champions, are completely choking these games away. And this wasn't a game where they just hoisted a bunch of threes. I mean, ultimately, the numbers are going to tell you they shoot a lot of threes. They take 40 threes in this game. That's who they are. But Brown made it a point, especially early in this game, to try and get to the basket. They played a different style of basketball for a lot of this game. You saw it at the half. Kenny was talking about it in the halftime show. They were passing up threes to get to the basket. But then in the fourth quarter, as the game is being choked away, they go back to what they know, which is trying to find three-pointers. And right now it's not falling. They don't hit a shot for the last 8 minutes of this game. The Knicks go on a 21-2 run to get back in it. And then when it comes down to crunch time, who makes the plays? Who makes the shots? Who makes the defensive stops? All of it belongs to the New York Knicks. And honestly, right now, the main feeling that I have off of these two games, because I'll tell you, I had no expectation of the Knicks winning this basketball game. If you heard me yesterday, I was talking about keeping it close. I was talking about making them have a fight. I was talking about stamping game number one and that victory with a good performance that kept the game close, made the Celtics fight for it, and put a legitimacy on the win of game one that it wasn't a fluke. Well, forget that. Forget the fluke nature of game one. Now, honestly, this is where you start to really look at this team as a possible championship team. And we haven't done it with any real weight behind it this entire year. This entire year, we've been measuring this team against last year's team. That's dead. This team is better than last year's team. This year's team has the talent and the ability to get back into the game with its, you know, fortitude, with its toughness, with its versatility. It has all of the things we loved about last year's team with more talent. This year's team is better than last year's team. This year's team has more ways to beat you than last year's team. This year's team has taken the first two games from the Boston Celtics, the defending champs, with a possible series against the Pacers looming up next. This is the first time that you can honestly say that it's not just a pipe dream, that it's not just what we all hope. It's not just some sort of fantasy where, you know, maybe the Celtics fall down. They are falling down. And the Knicks grab the first two games in Boston and now head back home as favorites in this series. It is now, if we look back, this is where it starts. This game is where you start to believe that this team is an NBA championship caliber team. That there is a chance that this Knicks team, a legitimate chance, not a pipe dream, not, oh, they can't hang with the big boys, they're not as good, Karl Anthony Towns will fade and cry and disappear, you know, or they're not talented enough, they're not this enough, they're not tough enough, they don't have that guy, they don't have that secondary scorer, the bench isn't good enough, the coach isn't that kind of coach who could take you to the next level. All of that is out the window. After this victory, and to go up 2-0 in this series, and to do it in the manner they did it in consecutive games, to rip the heart out of the Boston Celtics in their building as they coughed up a 20-point lead in both of these games and down the stretch make every big play and outplay them on every level. And watching Brunson do what he continues to do, watching the difference that Mitchell Robinson makes in this game, watching the problems that they preside with their double big lineup, and then watching Mikal Bridges become a freaking two-way legend at the end of these games. If they can do this, there is nothing else down the line. If they can win five consecutive road games in the NBA playoffs, and the last two against the defending champs, there is no obstacle that they will get from this point on that is any tougher than what they've already done. I'm not guaranteeing a championship. That's not my style. But what I'm saying is they have proven it's not just a hope. It's not just a fool's hope. It's not just a dream. They have proven that they are up to any task that will be asked of them the rest of the way. Now it becomes a legitimate, real, tangible touch, smell as we get ready for Madison Square Garden on a Saturday afternoon at 3:30 that is going to be absolutely bonkers. The feeling in that building is no longer, hey, let's give the Celtics a fight like I was talking about yesterday. The feeling is no longer, hey, let's find out if we can even compete. The feeling in that building is, we're tougher than you. We're better than you. We've proved it over the first two games. And we're going to prove it the rest of the series. And if we can prove that, there's nothing else we can't accomplish on our way to the first championship since the early 70s. That's where the Knicks are today. That's what that game proved. And to watch it it was done. This game was dead. And that the fact that they're able to pull it out and the plays that they make and watching the defense they played and watching the Celtics fold. Like, that's part of it. We have to admit that. The Celtics are wilting in any big moment. As soon as the Knicks put a scare in them, they want no part of it. This has been a remarkable two games. These are the two best wins the New York Knicks fans have had in 25-plus years. And right now, it feels like They are a legitimate championship contender. And we've had that discussion all year long. They can't beat the great teams. They can't beat the best teams. They can't beat the Celtics. They can't beat Cleveland. They can't beat OKC. Well, they just took the heart out of the Boston Celtics for the first two games in Boston. Cleveland is probably not even going to get past the Pacers. And if they do, they're banged up. And if you get to an NBA Finals, anything can happen. And right now, if there isn't a single better term to describe this Knicks team than anything can happen, I don't know it. Because what we've just seen here is, it's crazy. It doesn't happen. And to watch the Celtics throw the ball away, to watch the Celtics miss wide open threes, to watch the Celtics play for the three-pointer after trying to do it differently most of the game. But everything couldn't. Brown down low couldn't fall. They have a tip-in easy layup. That doesn't fall. Nothing was going right for the Boston Celtics down the stretch, and the Knicks made every single big play. And Mikal Bridges deserves his absolute flowers. I mean, this is a guy, let's be fair, right? This is back-to-back nights we're talking about, whether or not he's already justified the trade. You can forget that. I'm sorry, he has justified the trade. These are two of the greatest wins this franchise has had in a quarter century. Yeah, he's earned those stupid picks. His defense at the end of these games they are so fundamentally sound. That's what's so impressive. Like, you couldn't teach it better. He is so fundamentally sound. The way he was able to stick between, you know, Tatum and his man, and then at the last minute, once he realizes Tatum's facing the wrong way, get in his face and be there for that block pass, and then the way he handled that other play, to end the games the way he's ended them and not given them an... They haven't even had an opportunity to take a shot to win the game. Not only have they come back from 20 points down, when the Celtics have it with seconds left to try and salvage this victory, the Knicks don't allow shots. The Celtics can't get a shot off. They've got Porzingis, who clearly is dealing with whatever he's dealing with and is a shell of himself and can't be a part of it. Tatum playing some of the worst basketball we've possibly ever seen him play. Brown missing every shot. They are absolutely a shell of themselves, and the Knicks have them shook. And that's the best part. The best part of this is that down the stretch of this game, it feels like, watching it now, especially going back and watching it, but watching it during the game, it feels like nobody feels stronger that the Knicks are going to win the game than the Boston Celtics. There is not another group. There is not another person watching. There is not a person in the stands watching on television. In that building, there is no one more confident the Knicks are going to win that game than the Boston Celtics. That's how it feels. That's the advantage the Knicks have at the end of these games. And if they can do that, if they can go from a team who doesn't belong in the same gym as the defending champs to being a team that exerts its will to such an extent at the end of these games that the Celtics believe they're going to lose, there is not another metamorphosis that they will need to get past anything that's in front of them to win an NBA championship. This series isn't over. Game three becomes imperative to me because you need to hold on to this momentum. You do not want to give it back. Ultimately, they need to just take one of these two games in New York. But Saturday, to keep the foot on the throat of this Boston Celtics team is going to be huge. But make no mistake, they can win this series. They're favored to win this series. Hell, they better win this series. But this morning at 2:23, we get to say something that was just a thought. We get to say something that was just a dream. We get to say something that other people and other fan bases and other NBA fans would scoff at when we said it. The New York Knicks are NBA championship contenders. That is now a fact. It started last night, and we'll see how far they can take it. But there is nothing that they can't do. If they can do what they just accomplished, if they can end these games like this, if they can win five consecutive road games, if they can take down the defending champs in this manner, there's nothing ahead of them, whether it be the Celtics, whether it be the Cavs, and anybody out west. There is nothing the Knicks can't do. 888-808-1019. Let's take a call in the open real quick. Lee in Brooklyn, how we feeling, Lee?
Man, listen, we are feeling great. I mean, I you know, you really hit it on the head. How did we get here? The sequel is better.
The sequel is never better. This one's better. This is even better than it's more unlikely. I had a real feeling the Knicks, even down 20, had a chance in game one.
I
got to be honest. Until the last two minutes of the game, I didn't think the Knicks had a chance in this one.
No. You got to understand something. When Jalen Brunson came to the team, it was like, is he really that guy? Is he really that guy?
Right.
Is he just good or is he that guy? He's showing you he's that guy.
And
he's been showing us, absolutely. Even in everything that he does and everything he's doing. Man, listen, go New York, go New York, go.
Let's go. And listen, he's not the star of this game. The star of this game is Mikal Bridges. And then, honestly, second, Mitch Robinson. Mitch, how many steals? How many loose balls? How many rebounds? Like, Mitch Robinson is a major force in this series. Again, the Celtics aren't in the bonus yet. The Hakimich doesn't work until they're in the bonus. They are fouling him to get to the bonus so that the Knicks will take him off the floor to avoid Mitch taking free throws. The Boston Celtics, the defending champs, the team that the Knicks don't belong in the gym with, got to a point in this game where they are afraid of Mitchell Robinson. They're afraid of him. The coaches asked in the postgame, you really believe the strategy of fouling Mitch to get him off the floor? He says, yeah. He's a plus 19. All of their starters are a minus. Mitchell Robinson is a plus 19 in this game. The next best is McBride at plus 9. He is 10 points better than any other player on the court. And the Boston Celtics, the mighty Boston Celtics, are afraid of him. The guy who looks like he could barely jump. The guy they can't throw a pass to, but without it going through his hands. The guy who everybody told us wouldn't make a difference and it's not that big a deal. And that you can't, we're still waiting on Mitch. Oh, so what? What's Mitch going to mean? Mitch means so much. The Boston Celtics are drawing fouls, putting themselves closer to the bonus in a tight game in the fourth quarter because they want Mitchell Robinson off the floor. If that doesn't tell you all you need to know about the dynamic switch in this series, Tatum can't hit a shot. None of them can hit a shot for the last 8 minutes of this game. And they are so confused with how to handle the advantage that the Knicks have with the double bigs. They are fouling Mitch Robinson, not to put him on the foul line, to get him out of the game. And Tibbs was smart to let him wait. Tibbs is about to bring in OG, and he's like, you know what? Hold on. Wait a second. They're going to foul him again. They want him out of the game so bad. Oh, let's get closer to the bonus. We know how good the Celtics are, and we understand that in both of these games, they have gotten out to 20-point leads. I am not declaring the series over. They have to go out and win two more games, and it's not going to be easy. But I never, even if I gave the Knicks a punching chance, I never thought that we would get to a point that the Knicks have such a mental advantage over the Boston Celtics that they can't hit a shot, that their best players are useless, and that they are trying to do everything they can to get Mitchell Robinson off the floor. That's coaching. Tibbs is having an enormous series. We'll get to that. But that is just a mental advantage the Knicks are presenting over the Boston Celtics, who look completely afraid. 888-808-1019. We'll talk more about Mikal Bridges. I feel like in the 28 minutes I've been speaking, I'm probably light on how incredible he was in this game. And the big shot, the two turned into a three. I mean, that's the difference in the game. His mid-range game, the way he was able to get buckets, and then, of course, his defense. I mean, the way he has sealed these two games are historic. Like, it's memorable. Those two moments, that picture of him stealing the ball from Brown and blocking the ball from Tatum in consecutive, heroic, come-from-behind victories, those are iconic moments. This is not hyperbole. This has been a franchise in the abyss for a quarter of a century, and they are pulling off historic wins. No team in the history of the NBA playoffs have won back-to-back games in the manner the Knicks just did. They've won five consecutive road games. It's historic what we're seeing, and it proves to me that the dream of an NBA championship is no longer that. Now it's a reality. The Knicks, as presently constituted, are good enough to win an NBA championship. Now they just have to go out and do it. 888-808-1019. Quick break. More of your Knick calls as we take you all the way through the morning. Yeah, I know Devin Williams. Yeah, I know two home runs from Juan Soto. That might be the last time we hear those names uttered on this show, as we are focused on the New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics and the two games that they just pulled out of thin air, and game three on Saturday.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.